finally, at the end of the day, the grand tour was over. Many Jews who had recognized the prince gathered around to see him off.
Mayor Anschel, I would like to thank you and your friend for a most interesting and enlightening experience. You certainly were an outstanding guide, and I've been most impressed with my Jewish subjects who live in the ghetto. I'm now convinced that all the unpleasant rumors I've heard about the Jews are false.
I thank His Majesty for his kindness.
And now here are 5 silver coins as reward for your efforts. I'm sure you'll use them wisely.
I plan to give them to the poor, Your Majesty.
Then here are 5 more for yourself. And Mayor Anschel, I truly do consider you a trusted friend. If you ever need a favor at the royal palace, please come to me, and I will help you in any way that I can.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. And if I can be of help to you, please ask me, and I will help you in any way that I can.
That would be quite an unexpected twist of fate, Your Majesty.
And with that, the prince and Bruno got into the royal coach and rode away.
That Mayor Anschel was really lucky to meet the prince, Sadie. I would have been so nervous, I would have tripped on my own toes.
That would have been quite a feat, Tully.
But Zadie, did Mayor Anschel and the prince ever meet again?
There you go again, jumping ahead, Tully. Many years passed by when Mayor Anschel grew up to be a fine young Jew. He studied the Torah every single day. He married and was blessed with 5 wonderful sons. When he got a job working for a bank, first as a clerk, and then...
Because of your excellent performance, Mayor Anschel, you have been promoted to the position of the Vice President in charge of increasing our income.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Soon, Mayor Anschel opened a bank of his own, and Hashem blessed his venture with exceptional success. He got a name as the most trusted man in Frankfurt. And everyone wanted to do business with him.
I like to do business with Mayor Anschel Rothschild. I put in a little money and I take out a lot.
I put in a lot and I take out a little. It doesn't matter. He's a nice guy anyway.
That Mayor Anschel is as honest as the sky is blue.
He's as honest as the grass is green.
He's as honest as my hat is purple.
Purple? Your hat is brown.
Well, if it were purple, that's how honest he'd be.
Ay, Mr. Hazatzitreiter.
But Zadie, it doesn't seem that the prince and Mayor Anschel ever met again.
Oh, yes. Finally, a messenger came from the royal castle to Mayor Anschel's home.
Herr Rothschild, Prince Wilhelm requests that you come to the royal castle tomorrow for an important ceremony.
Oh, I'll most certainly be there.
Mayor Anschel Rothschild, I hereby appoint you official finance minister of myself, Prince Wilhelm III, and the entire royal treasury of all the German provinces.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I do appreciate it greatly.
For the next few years, Mayor Anschel was called often to advise Prince Wilhelm about the finances of the country. And the German provinces became very wealthy as a result of this.
And did they live happily ever after, Zadie?